About 200 workers at the Tesoro refinery in Anacortes are on strike. They've had a 24-hour picket line at the plant's main gate for more than a week now. Steelworkers at 11 oil refineries across the nation are striking. Those refineries produce more than a tenth of the nation's gasoline. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Like many labor disputes, this one includes a push for higher wages, but the steelworkers say they're more concerned about their safety on the job. Steelworker Ryan Anderson works for Tesoro in Anacortes.
Everybody will tell you, we make a decent living. What's important to us is establishing safe staffing at these plants, getting our manpower up to a level that we can feel safe, that our communities feel safe.
The Anacortes plant suffered Washington's worst industrial accident of the past half century in 2010. Seven workers died.
Basically, it's always in the back of our minds that something could happen.
The United States has a serious refinery accident about once every 3 days. Shell Oil is the lead negotiator for the oil companies that own the refineries. A Shell spokesman said he could not discuss the substance of the talks while they were underway. The refineries have managed to keep their production up by bringing in non-union workers. The strike is not expected to affect the nation's currently low gasoline prices. Tesoro officials declined interview requests. An emailed statement says the Anacortes plant is operating normally despite the strike. The company got some good news on Wednesday. A state appeals judge knocked another $160,000 off Tesoro's fine stemming from that deadly explosion in Anacortes nearly 5 years ago. The state had hit Tesoro with a $2.4 million fine. Tesoro appealed. The judge has knocked that record fine down to less than $500,000 so far, and the appeal continues. A Department of Labor and Industries official said last month that such appeals can take a decade or more to fully resolve. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.